is best of all. Tonight, starring Anna Mary Dickey and Skitch Henderson with Jack Haskell, Sylvia Michaels, the Texter Singers, and the orchestra. This is Kenneth Banghart presenting for NBC Best of All, another in a series of programs saluting each week outstanding American composers, musical comedies, operettas, and motion picture scores. Ladies and gentlemen, the musical director of Best of All, Skitch Henderson, who just made it.
Thank you, Mr. Bang. Oh, excuse me. Thank you, Kenneth, and welcome, everybody.
It's going to be kind of ad-lib tonight, I'm afraid.
Oh, we've rehearsed for hours, Kenneth. We know precisely what we're doing. Tonight, we're saluting an institution. That might sound a little stuffy, but I think you'll agree that it's not too stuffy when you hear that the institution referred to is the American musical comedy stage. At one time or another, we've paid tribute to one or another of the composers of musical comedy, but this week we're saying thanks to all of the popular gentlemen and to all the guys and dolls who've sung, who've danced, and some who've acted the little fables that made us, if only momentarily, forget our troubles throughout these long, bitter years.
Thanks, Skitch. And to open this salute to the American musical comedy stage, Skitch Henderson and the orchestra with the Texter Singers offer the George Gershwin song which set forth the platform on which Wintergreen ran for president. A platform, incidentally, which is the most frequently used in the world of musical comedy. Love is sweeping the country.
Love is sweeping the country. Waves are hugging the shore. All the sexes from Maine to Texas have never known love before. Even billing and cooing, like the birdies above. Each girl and boy alike sharing joy alike feels that passion will soon be national. Love is sweeping the country. There never was so much love.
One of the phenomena of the American musical scene is the ballad popularly known as a torch song. Often, the song deserves this appellation because its concern is with the torch that someone, often female, carries for someone else, male. Musical comedy composers have by no means neglected this ornament to American culture. But nobody has ever been more completely successful with any one example than Johnny Green, who wrote the music for Three's a Crowd and gave us the torch ballad of the century as part of the score of that lively show. When the lights are low in the dance halls of the nation and the hour is late, half the girls and half the boys request the song which the orchestra plays now, Body and Soul, Skitch Henderson at the piano.
Thank you.
In the theater, Polonius's advice to his son not to be a borrower would be very short-sighted advice indeed, for many of the works of many of the most popular of the playsmiths are borrowed, sometimes from originators whose backs are turned. Lately, musicals on the American stage have often been adaptations of works which have existed previously in some other form. One little-known example is the Schwartz and Dietz musical, Revenge with Music, which is based on a Spanish folktale, and if I'm not mistaken, I think that Libby Holman starred in that production at the New Amsterdam Theater, Revenge with Music sketch. You better check me on that. One example of how sometimes the borrower can enhance the original and give it virtues it never had until now is the hit song from that show. Jack Haskell sings and Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play If There Is Someone Lovelier Than You.
That I might find a creature half so fair. If there is someone lovelier than you, by all that's beautiful, such beauty can't be true.
We're very happy to have with us as a guest star tonight a lovely lady of the Broadway musical stage. You'll remember her from the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical Allegro, and most recently, she played the original Gertrude Lawrence role in King and I on Broadway until that production took to the road. I'm speaking of Anna Mary Dickey, of course, and from Song of Norway, which utilized the lovely music of the composer Grieg, Anna Mary Dickey sings Strange Music.
In my ears, only now as you spoke did it start. Strange music of the spheres, could its lovely hum be coming from my heart? And I hear songs sublime, songs that I'm incapable of. So dear, let me hold you near while we treasure every measure so that time can never change.
Many of the songs which Richard Rodgers has written for musical comedy are already minor classics. Among these is one heard increasingly in orchestrations whenever a light concert is the order of the night. It's from that enchanting musical I mentioned a moment ago, The King and I, which, as none of us who saw it can ever forget, originally starred the late Gertrude Lawrence. Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play March of the Siamese Children, and incidentally, Skitch Henderson recorded this number for Capitol Records for his album A Man and His Music, March of the Siamese Children. The Rodgers and Hart musical Pal Joey, recently successfully revived here in New York, was an innovation in American musical comedy. Its principal character, not to put too fine a point upon it, was a heel. And in music and in lyrics, the character spoke an idiom never heard in Never Never Land. A case in point, the plaint of the maiden in the show who tells us, as Sylvia Michael sings it, that she is bewitched, bothered, and bewildered.
He's a fool, and I don't know it, but a fool can have his charms. I'm in love, and I don't show it, like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation, lately I've not slept a since this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. Heart, but what of it? He is cold, I agree. He can laugh, and I love it, although the laugh's on me. I'll sing to each spring to him and long for the day when I'll cling to him, bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I.
Skitch has selected for our next offering something from a fairly recent musical show written by a very good friend of his. As Skitch identifies him, orchestrator, conductor, character, and fine musician, Morton Gould. From Arms and the Girl, the Texter singers join Skitch Henderson and the orchestra in There Must Be Something Better Than Love.
Something better than love, there must be something better in you. But if there's something better than love, who wants it? Do you? There just must be some practical plan that don't require the service of man. Suppose they find that practical plan, who wants it? Neither do I, of course. There's the solitary life, sitting with your knitting and your cat. Oh, oh, your knitting and your cat. You know what you can do with that. What makes your two eyes wetter than love? What makes you feel upsetter than love? But if there's something better than love, who's got it? Who wants it? Do you? Do you? There must
must be something better than love. There must be something better to do. But if there's something better to do,
do it.
Would you?
There must be some respectable vice, a small sin at a moderate price. Suppose there's one respectable vice. Good practices.
Don't look at me.
Coarse and solitary life. Sitting with your knitting and your cat. Whoa, whoa, your knitting and your cat. You know what you can do with that.
There's nothing more coat-getter than love.
There's nothing triple-threader than love.
But if there's something better than love,
who's got it?
Me.
Who wants it?
Who can do it?
Who's trying?
We spoke a moment ago of Pal Joey, in which the characters were not the gay and glittering people usually associated with musicals. More recently, and in the tradition of Pal Joey, one of the most enormously successful of American musicals completed its run. The boys and girls in this one were not the loveliest of denizens of enchanted forests either. In fact, they weren't boys and girls at all. They were guys and dolls. From Guys and Dolls, Jack Haskell sings the Frank Lesser song, My Time of Day. And incidentally, if I'm not mistaken, Jack Haskell did the TV premiere of the score of the show in Chicago. Isn't that right, Jack?
That's right, Ken.
On the Dave Garraway show, right?
Correct.
Incidentally, this version we're playing now contains a melodic interpretation for ballet composed by Wayne Robinson. And the saxophone soloist is Jaime Schertzer. Now, is there anybody I've missed, Kitch?
I think
not. Thank you, sir.
My time of day is the dark time, a couple of meals before dawn. When the street belongs to the cop and the janitor with his mop and the grocery clerks are all gone. When the smell of the rain-washed pavement comes up clean and fresh and cold, and the street lamp light fills the gutter with gold. That's my time of day. My time of day. And you're the only doll I ever wanted to share it with me. that's my time of day. And you're the only doll I ever wanted to share it with me.
Listening to Best of All, tonight featuring music from the American Musical Comedy Stage. Part two will follow after a brief pause for station identification.
Stay tuned for more of Sketch Henderson and Best of All over most NBC radio stations. This is Kenneth Banghart presenting Part 2 of Best of All, saluting tonight the composers of American musical comedy and starring Anna Mary Dickey and Skitch Henderson with Jack Haskell, Sylvia Michaels, the Texter Singers, and the orchestra. To open the second half of our show, Overture. Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play the rousing title song of the great Gershwin musical, Strike Up the Band. Bob Rosengarten, roll the drums. Musical comedy, an engaging musical of a few years ago, distinguished by the presence in the cast of Phil Silvers and Nanette Fabre, and also by a hilarious Max Sennett ballet sequence, was High Button Shoes. From that show, Sylvia Michaels and Keith Texter sing, Can't You Just See Yourself?
Can't you just see yourself in the gingham gown? Little pink ribbons tied in your hair.
Sitting there by your side when we ride to town, folks will turn around, oh, how they'll stare.
Can't you just see yourself on the porch with me, watching us show the stars give for free?
One little word can do it, so say the word.
And we'll have
dozens of chicks, a house in the sticks, where people are glad to be known as Hicks.
Can't you just see yourself in love with me?
Can't you just see yourself on the porch with me, watching a show the stars give for free?
One little word will do it, so say the word, and we'll have dozens of chicks,
a house in the sticks,
where people are glad to be known as Hicks. Can't you just see yourself in love with
Can't
me?
Can't you just see yourself in love with
Can't
me?
Can't you just see yourself in love
Back in 1936, a young man named Ray Bolger teamed with Tamara Gava to delight theatergoers in a Rodgers and Hart musical called On Your Toes. And this musical is one of the many examples that show musicals can retain their freshness for decades, because On Your Toes, this time with Bobby Van and Vera Zarina, is back on Broadway again this season and doing very nicely, thank you. But no revival was necessary to bring back one of the songs from that production, a song that's been sung and played throughout the years for all the world as if the show it came from had never closed. Here it is in an orchestration which features Skitch Henderson at the piano. There's a Small Hotel. Kurt Weill is one American composer of musical comedy, or was not an American really until he was an adult. For years, until his untimely death 2 years ago, Kurt Weill entertained his newfound compatriots, but never more captivatingly than in a musical which starred Mary Martin, One Touch of Venus. From that show, Anna Mary Dickey sings now, Speak Low.
Apart too soon. Speak low, darling, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark.
harking back to that Chicago TV premiere of a musical comedy score on the Dave Garraway Show, and I might remind you, Skitch, that we're covering an awful lot of space in a very short space of time tonight. A lot of music, it seems like to me.
It's incredible, you know, programming this music tonight. I got completely confused because I have been told by the producing staff at NBC, not only New York and Hollywood, but you must have programmatic content. You just can't throw a bunch of music.
I beg your pardon?
You must. It must make sense. Or
something. Oh, oh, oh. That's why I asked.
They lecture me from time to time. Parker Gibbs, who's doing the show now, and the George Woods, who's taking vacation, says that you must have pace, you know, and format. You must be going someplace. But I can't help it but feel that anybody that listens to music like this just enjoys hearing the melodies.
That's right.
That they're all popular songs.
I just wanted to warn you, though, we might play something again. We have a request, perhaps, later.
Oh, really?
Mm.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the psychology of orchestrating, how it's changed. You know, in the old days when we just orchestrated for radio programs, you used to do a chorus maybe for the orchestra and then a chorus for the singers, and that was it. But now, with the advent of television and with most of us using a great deal from our television library, the arrangements might sound strange to the radio audience because, like in this next number, we're going to do Jack Haskell suddenly disappears after the fourth chorus, or the first chorus, rather. Then he reappears after an instrumental, and then he disappears again, and then he reappears. I believe that's the sequence.
This is because of television sketch.
And it's because of the... In television, you must worry about the picture, and generally they have 9,000 dancers on the show, and they cut off three more men from the orchestra.
I'm sure our radio audience realizes now that we have a live orchestra in the studio with us.
It's a great treat. I never get to pay the guys a compliment because we work very hard here each and every Monday night. But
All day Monday.
It's a pleasure to do this music. I rush from here to a television show where they want to cut out the fiddles.
That's right. I realize that, Skitch. Skitch is speaking of his Tonight Show that he does with Steve Allen five nights a week. So, now we come back to Jack Haskell singing Luck Be a Lady from Guys and Dolls.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on a date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, it isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady, luck be a lady, luck be a lady tonight. Let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, it isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady tonight.
Whenever, whatever new melodies are written, whatever new tales are enacted behind the footlights, whatever new performers arise to thrill audiences, there will very likely never be anything on the American stage to equal Oklahoma in its impact. It was in the not-too-happy year of 1943 that Rodgers and Hammerstein began the most successful of all American musical comedy collaborations with their first venture, a retelling of Lynn Riggs' Green Grow the Lilacs. The country was ready for this. The country wanted it. And everybody, it seemed, was anxious to head for Broadway and see this wonderful new musical. Its charm lay in its simplicity. The roster of its great songs would have to include every number used in the show. I'm sure there isn't one which still isn't played and often, but as one which recaptures the feeling of gaiety that every audience that saw Oklahoma felt, we've chosen to play for you once again Everything's Up to Date in Kansas City.
I got to Kansas City on a Friday, but Saturday I learned a thing or two. For up to then I didn't have an idea of what the modern world was coming to. I counted twig ass buggies going by themselves almost every time I took a walk. And then I put my ear to a bell telephone, and a strange woman started in to talk. Everything's up to date in Kansas City. They've gone about as far as they can go. They went and built a skyscraper 7 stories high, about as high as a building ought to grow. Everything's like a dream in Kansas City. It's better than a magic lantern show. You can turn the radiator on whenever you want some heat. With every kind of comfort, every house is all complete. You can walk to work and drive in rain and never wet your feet. They've gone about as far as they can go. They've gone about as far as they can go. Everything's like a dream in Kansas City. It's better than a magic lantern show. You can turn the radiator on whenever you want some heat. With every kind of comfort, every house is all complete. You can walk to work and drive in rain and never wet your feet. They've gone about as far as they can go. They've gone about as far as they can go.
Well, I wouldn't want to go on without saying that the charming young lady who sang was Sylvia Michaels, a permanent member of our Best of All group. When Fuhrer and Martin began the collaboration as producers, which has since caused both of them to be confused with King Midas, they chose as their vehicle an ancient standby of the provincial repertory's Charlie's Aunt. They dressed it up with music, cast Ray Bolger in it, changed the title to Where's Charlie, and were on the high road to their first $1 million. From Where's Charlie, the orchestra, with Skitch Henderson himself at the piano, play the charming and poignant My Darling. Now two musical comedy tunes by the incomparable Richard Rodgers. The first from Allegro and sung, of course, by Anna Mary Dickey, I'm Your Girl. And by the way, for New Yorkers and those headed for New York, Anna Mary Dickey tells me that she's going to sing in the Rodgers and Hammerstein concert, which is to be given at Carnegie Hall on November the 15th. And I think, Sketch, you said that Richard Rodgers
is going to conduct the Philharmonic that night.
Right. Here we go now with Anna Mary Dickey and I'm Your Girl.
Once and for always, let me make it clear what I am to you and what you are to me. I want to tell you while I have you near, this is how it is and how it's going to be. I'm your girl, it's time you knew. All I am belongs to you. Anytime
Richard Rodgers hit, this time from a 1926 musical called The Girlfriend. I suppose even a historian of the musical stage would be hard put to recall what the plot of The Girlfriend was all about. But everyone who has listened to any amount of popular music at all in the 28 years since that show opened is familiar with the song offered now by Jack Haskell and the Texter Singers, Blue Room.
Keep alive on just nothing but kiss. Mr. and Mrs. on little blue chairs. You'll sew your trousseau and Robinson Crusoe
is not so far from worldly cares
as a blue room far away upstairs.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you've had fun. We've had fun bringing it to you. And Skitch, let's do another all-musical comedy program again very soon. You've been listening to Best of All, tonight featuring music of the American musical comedy stage and starring Anna Mary Dickey and Skitch Henderson with Jack Haskell, Sylvia Michaels, the Textor Singers, and the orchestra. Kenneth Banghart inviting you to be with us next week when Best of All will salute the new musical movie Carmen Jones. You'll hear Pearl Bailey, Oscar Hammerstein, Otto Preminger, and of course Skitch Henderson and the orchestra. Continuity for Best of All was written by Robert Senadella. This is an NBC Radio Network production directed by Parker Gibb.
This evening, Beatrice Isle joins the Telephone Hour on the NBC Radio Network.